There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doctor in the house.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hey, the doctor is in. It is advanced medicine time, and Dr. Rashid Batar, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, and I don't know whether the listeners know that it's your birthday today, so happy birthday.
Yeah, Super Don kind of let the birthday cat out of the bag.
Oh.
I couldn't hide it, and, you know, the silliness that ensues from there. But thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
I'm going to embarrass you by singing or by saying, telling the word the 364 today or anything like that. So.
No, but I think if you sing, the embarrassment would be all yours.
Yeah.
Channeling a little Ty Bollinger there for you.
Good point.
My gosh. Well, listen, it is a celebration day on some level. I mentioned earlier the idea that, well, in the Northern Hemisphere, I think, you know, we're getting a little closer to warmer weather. Certainly where I was last week in North Carolina, and you are there all the time, it was like -2 degrees in Asheville, and then it was in the teens or single digits in Charlotte. It was crazy kind of weather that you've been dealing with. Are the animals okay?
Yeah, it actually was a touch and go for some of them, but actually it was down to 4 degrees. I don't remember whether it was Friday night or which night it was, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, one of those nights it got down as low as 4 degrees, which is last year, they said, I don't remember, it was last year, 2 years ago, it was the coldest winter in 137 years in North Carolina. I think it was got down to like 15 degrees or 14 degrees, but this was 10 degrees less than that even, so kind of strange.
Wow, incredible. So if we're looking at the weather issues, I mean, you've got a lot of different animals there, and I think even, you know, the dogs that, you've done so well in breeding some champions there, I believe, there was a big story in the mainstream news about serious adverse events happening from vaccines, but they're not talking about people, they're talking about animals. A news story actually covered, they're saying, are animals being over-vaccinated?
Yeah, without a doubt, that's something that's interesting that you're bringing up, because I've actually had people contact me asking me my opinion about the canine vaccines, and believe it or not, there are certain people that have sought us out because of our viewpoint on the vaccination. So it's a massive, massive issue. And in fact, the thimerosal was taken out of equine and canine vaccines a number of years ago, back in the 70s and 80s, if I believe. And it's really surprising that they took thimerosal out from the canine and equine vaccines but left it in the human vaccines. Regardless of what the dilemmas and confusion and controversies are, you know, the question is, if you took it out of the animals' vaccines because it wasn't considered safe, then why did you leave it in the human vaccines?
Right, and Mike Adams wrote a big piece just today about the fact that the media is still lying to us about, that vaccines are free of mercury. Anybody with an ICP or any kind of basic scientific instrument that can measure mercury can determine that they're not telling the truth about the mercury that's still left in the vaccines.
Well, Congressman Dan Burton held congressional hearings on this very matter, because Safe Minds, and then there was another organization, they did their independent analysis in 4 different vials of 4 different types of vaccines, and they found that thimerosal was present in all 4 of these vials, even though they were labeled as thimerosal free.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the head of the FTC there and the FDA, and we've covered this on the air before, but for those that didn't hear this before, essentially Congressman Dan Burton asked, why is it that these things are labeled as thimerosal free and yet when tested they have thimerosal? And the head of the FDA responded that this is he addressed the question to the head of the FTC, and the FTC, because this was a truth in marketing, and, you know, this is a there's a big issue, obviously, that you're saying that this is thimerosal free. So he asked the FTC, and the FTC had turned it over and said, well, you'll have to ask the head of the FDA this. And, you know, they were both there. And the response of the FDA was, well, by law, we are required to disclose anything that's in the product, that's added to the product. However, thimerosal is no longer added to the product. So Congressman Dan Burton said, then if that's true, why is it still in there when we tested it? And the response of the FDA was that, well, we don't add it anymore. When you add ingredient one, ingredient two, ingredient three into a vial, you have to disclose it. But we don't do that anymore. The thimerosal that is being tested is actually utilized in the manufacturing process before it's ever added to the vial. So when it's added in the vial, when the whole concoction is added to the vial, there is no thimerosal that's being added. That was used in the manufacturing process, so by law we don't have to disclose that.
Yeah, it is extraordinary, and if you're hearing it for the first time, you may be shocked by that fact that
right.
The subcomponents are all also in many cases preserved with mercury, as you said, in the process of making it, but because they don't add extra at the end, they can then claim that they're thimerosal, a.k.a. mercury-free.
If they had actually added thimerosal to the vial during the at the point of packaging, then they would have to disclose it. But because it was done in the manufacturing process, they didn't have to disclose it. And Congressman Dan Burton asked for criminal sanctions to be brought against the FDA and the FTC. And, of course, the conventional media didn't even cover it. It wasn't covered. It was C-SPAN. That was it. It was just, you know, blitzed over. Nobody even reported on the Internet. This was in 2004, I believe it was.
Yeah, well, reporters who actually investigate and report on what they find are soon found to be out of a job. So we don't look to the corporate media for real information, but we do point out the fact that they are absolutely covering up. And occasionally a story slips out, like this one we covered last hour with Superdon on the fact that, they're saying, hey, there are people, there are veterinarians going, hey, there's a problem here with animals and vaccines. I remember with the cats, I've had cats over the years, and before I knew this many years ago, found that cancers were happening at the site of, the recurrent in injections, and then the veterinary associations were all telling them that you start switching up the places that you inject these cats each year so they don't get these tumors in that one spot.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. You know, it reminds me of that. You know, you go back to the time of Semmelweis, the story of Semmelweis.
Yeah, right? Ignaz Semmelweis, of course.
Right. When everybody was considered to be a lunatic and out in the fringe if they talked about washing their hands prior to doing some type of a surgical procedure, because when Semmelweis claimed that there may be things that we can't see, microbes that we couldn't see that could be contributing to the disease process or the infectious process, this guy who we now in medicine do modern days herald as a hero and as a person that changed medicine, the course of history as far as medicine is concerned, died penniless, died in an insane asylum, disowned by his family and friends, and considered by everybody that knew him as somebody who'd lost it.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And we're seeing these modern-day Semmelweises, of course, are being smeared with a term anti-vaxxer, but we've actually come up with here on the Robert Scott Bell Show a term that really relates to the Paul Offits of the world. They're anti-factsers. They're against the facts that we bring to them.
That's a good one. I like that, anti-factors.
Yeah, so we got to call them out.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with people that are against facsimiles, right?
Yeah, anti-facsimile machines. No, that's not. It's not. It's facts. If you're against the facts, you're an anti-factor now. We've got to really utilize the language, because they're Orwellianly changing it. I've just made up that word, Orwellianly. Changing
it. It's like evidence-based medicine. That's exactly, everything we do is based on evidence, yet they claim that that's the double-blind placebo-controlled crossover multi-center trial is evidence-based, which has nothing to do with evidence-based. Evidence-based means they're based on evidence, but what they're doing is anything but evidence-based.
Well, and all you have to do, Dr. Pattar, is bring up the fact that they haven't done those studies, those crossover multi-center trials, peer-reviewed ultimately, but blinded, double-blind. I mean, they haven't done them for vaccines.
Yeah.
So here we are, but with the pet thing, I want to talk to you because you work with animals a lot. Have you seen it? And if so, what can you do? I mean, for me as a homeopath, of course, I would do the homeopathic vaccinosis remedies as well. I mean, I would rather not give the vaccines, but if you're selling animals across state lines, they'll probably mandate that you have to do it.
Well, there are certain things that you have to that are mandated pretty much by every state, and that's rabies, for example. But it's when you give the rabies. So a lot of vets say at 4 months, Now I'm hearing some vets have even recommended it 2 months. That's ridiculous. I don't do any kind of rabies vaccine till the dog is 6 months old of age. So the point is really, let's come back to our label that you said that, you know, we are not anti-vaccine. We've said this over and over again. We are for the judicious and intelligent use of the immune system to be supported.
Right.
In its process, and the whole idea of vaccination is to support the immune system by giving it a signature off a potential pathogen so that when it truly encounters that pathogen in a more virulent state or in a more prolific dose, then the body is able to compensate and more rapidly elicit the immune reaction that it needs in order to sustain the system, in order
exactly.
to sustain the body. Okay, that's the whole idea behind a vaccine. Well, if that's true, then as we've said before, the first criteria is that you must give that vaccine without substances that are going to suppress the immune system, because the whole idea of a vaccine is to increase the immune system. So then why are we giving it with nickel and aluminum and formaldehyde and mercury and, you know, all this other stuff? That's the first question. It's absolutely counter their intelligence. That's the first issue. Second, and, you know, counterproductive to their argument. Second issue is, when are you going to give it? Because if you're going to give a vaccine then to make the immune system stronger, you must give that vaccine when the immune system is capable of actually being trained in knowing when it's supposed to respond, meaning that the immune system must be intact and fully functional in order for it to be able to remember that, oh, this is a vaccine I've been given, so that if, God forbid, I ever encounter whatever, hepatitis B, then I know that
right.
I'm supposed to, you know, I've already got the antibody. Well, but when you give it the immune system, when you give the vaccine to an immune system that hasn't fully functioned.
Well, it's immature, yeah. Well, you're asking that Dr. Batar, you're asking that doctors actually think clearly and use the intelligence God may have granted them, much less that which they should have studied in school. Listen, we got to take a break here. It's advanced medicine time. Check it out, Medical Rewind, if you miss the show, medicalrewind.com and robertscottbell.com. Back with more of Dr. Batar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just talking to a caller on the break, and he was saying, you know, before I heard your show, I thought, you know, you guys were witch doctors. Yes, the witch doctor of talk radio, Robert Scott Bell.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me.
You know, and then you realize and listens, and you break the cycle of the mind control propaganda. Suddenly you go, oh my, 100,000 to 784,000 Americans are dying every year to something that I called legitimate? That's the witch doctoring.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back with Dr. Bitar, and as we were going to break, Dr. Bitar, I said, you know, we're asking maybe too much of doctors to use the intelligence God may have granted them or their training if they've actually studied this subject, and I didn't get a chance to hear your perspective, which I always love, on these topics.
Well, you mean to just continue the thought process that we were just now on?
Yeah, because you mentioned that you delayed the vaccine until, you know, in these animals that are required to have them, until at least that there's an immune response even possible. I mean, that doesn't seem too much to
have. Though, not just animals, to humans, too. That's the whole, my whole, you know, when we come back, what we're talking about, animals or humans, it's the same argument. We're not against vaccines. We're for the appropriate use of the vaccine. So one, you need to give a vaccine if you want to stimulate the immune system, something that's not included in that vaccine that's going to suppress the immune system. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that you must have the immune system in the capacity that it can actually act. It can actually respond to the antigen that's being introduced so that we get the desired result. But if you give it to an immune system that hasn't been isn't mature enough to actually respond, then what's the point of giving the vaccine? All you're doing is now putting more burden on a system that is not fully mature. You're causing an entire cascade to be elicited that we have no idea what the implications are in the immune system downstream. I'm talking about when the person's 5, 10, 20, 50 years old. What's it going to do for cancer? What's it going to do to heart disease? What's it going to do to all these other components? I mean, do you think that it's a surprise that the cancer rates and the heart disease rates are higher now than at any other time in history? And of course, it's all correlated with the time that we're giving all these vaccines. And the sooner we start giving vaccines, we went from all the vaccines that were given in the 30s, 40s, 50s, whenever it was, to 1991 when we started the National Vaccine Initiative by giving children on the first day of the planet all the vaccines. What do you think the implications are there? Well, now we've got genetic epidemics, supposedly, like autism. It went from incidence in 1 in 10,000 to now an incidence in 1 in 50, 1 in 60.
Right. So in the case of knowing what you know and realizing if you're dealing with animals, raising them, selling them, that there are some level of requirements that you can't escape, are you doing any other precautions besides waiting? You know, like I insist using like vaccinosis remedies like Thuja and others in homeopathy to at least minimize some of the potential damage.
Well, the first thing is obviously not giving the substance, the offending substance. It's almost like saying, is there anything you can do to potentially prevent the injury from a gunshot wound? Well, the first thing is to prevent the bullet from entering the body.
Agreed, 100%, yes.
So that goes without saying. So besides that, prevention, I've given a lot of lectures on cancer, and even to the American Cancer Society, I've given a presentation in Puerto Rico at the 5th Annual Breast Cancer Convention, and there's a number of different mainstream as well as many other non-mainstream integrative type conferences where I've lectured on the topic of cancer. And I have a slide in my cancer presentation that talks about the real cure, which is not a term that you can use legally, by the way.
Yes.
But real cure for cancer actually is prevention. Now, that may sound a little contradictory or maybe like an oxymoron, but here's the thing.
Yes.
The process of cancer, see, cancer is not the problem. Cancer is a symptom. So the solution to cancer is actually prevention, to prevent the thing from ever coming. And here's the thing. When we talk about things like measles or smallpox, we talk about all these different things like the meningococcemia, which is a big thing now. It's recently going on. I'm sure we're going to hear it about the media in the next few weeks. Whatever we're talking about, let's talk about preventing those things from happening before we start talking about vaccines. I assume your question was, how do you prevent the damage from the vaccines, correct?
Of course. And also we acknowledge that maybe preventing the disease in its totality may be there's a negative consequence to the immune system that doesn't mature there as well, and we see higher incidence of chronic disease in those who have been artificially prevented from expressing the disease.
That's exactly right. So that's the whole thing right there, that we first prevent the disease. That's not one thing. But not only the prevention of the disease, doing things that would prevent, because remember, we're talking about specific issues right now. Let's talk about generalities, you know. When I talk about generalities, I mean, we talked about this when we were talking about the Ebola issue, Robert. Remember, we talked about better nutrition.
Right.
Better hygiene, cleaner water. Just some basic things. Then you start talking about when doing specific seasons, like the flu season or whatever, when people are more concerned about catching a cold or whatever the case may be. Then you've got other precautions, like washing your hands with soap and water, not using those chemical disinfectants that, one, God knows what it's doing to our bodies, and two, you know, probably gets rid of the natural flora that is...
Oh, yeah, most undoubtedly. And, of course, damages the actual epithelial barrier, your earth suit, whether it be outside your body, we talk about the skin, or inside the body, the tissue through the gut. Listen, we're up against a break, Dr. Bitar. I appreciate you, as always, and we're going to continue this discussion, not only about pets, but humans as well. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, always an interesting discussion when we have Dr. Bitar on board here, Advanced Medicine. Remember, medicalrewind.com, medicalrewind.com. And we brought Dr. Bitar. I was in Naples, Florida over the weekend, thawing out from my trip to North Carolina last week. And, of course, as you always travel with me. You don't know it because I have, you know, your book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and always intrigues people. And still people are shocked if they haven't heard about you because, you know, there are pockets of people that don't know about us yet, and we go out into the world to help them. And, you know, when I tell them your story briefly about Abby and the vaccine and what happened and how you reversed it, there are gasps in the audience of people that have not been exposed to the fact that we can not only help that one child, your child, but many others. And, of course, the discussion is always to prevent the bullet from going in the first place.
Well, that's absolutely right. The prevention is a key. It is the is the answer to pretty much all solutions. If you think about it, Robert, prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? That's the old saying. And we sometimes forget that. Even something as rudimentary as exercise, it is preventive. The benefits of exercise, the greatest benefits of exercise, is it prevents many of these conditions, medical conditions, from acquiring, for a person to acquire them. For example, not only cardiovascular disease, let's put aside cardiovascular disease and respiratory things and things like abstaining from smoking is obviously going to reduce the chances of somebody getting chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and all these things, but let's look at things like arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's look at people that have arthritis, and you take two 75-year-olds that have arthritis and you see one that exercises and one that doesn't exercise. The one that exercises, even though they have the same condition, their mobility, their ability to deal with the pain, their amount of medications that they have to take for pain control tolerance, way less, functioning is way more. In fact, I know that 4 or 5 years ago, when we first started the radio show, if you remember,
yeah,
I told the story of a guy at the gym that was in his mid-70s, and I saw him working out, and I talked with him, and I told him that that's pretty impressive that, you know, you're working out, and most people your age aren't doing anything. And he laughed, and he said, the reason I do it is because if I didn't do it, I'd be so stiff,
mm-hmm,
you know, and the pain would be so great. He said, exercising helps me to deal with my arthritis. That's why I do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, it's common sense, and I also said that earlier about using the sense that God may have granted you. On top of, or even more prior to, the information you acquire through schooling, for instance, going through medical school. If you abandon that common sense, then all the schooling in the world is going to tend to harm you or harm others that you use that, because you've abandoned the thing that could differentiate between that which is applicable and not applicable, that which is dangerous and not dangerous. And we see so much of those people have achieved high levels of education but have abandoned basic common sense, you know, for book knowledge, for instance.
Absolutely. And this is one of the problems that, when we talk about the educational system, Robert, you've got the practical aspect of experience, and you've got obviously the book knowledge aspect, and two different components. In fact, it reminds me of watching one of those movies where the new soldiers that have just gone through the basic training arrive at Vietnam, and the sergeant that they're assigned to says, basically, you just come through boot camp. Now, if you want to survive, forget everything that you've learned and listen to what I'm going to tell you to do. Follow me. Mm-hmm. Or you can listen to what you learn in boot camp, and you'll go home in a body bag in the next 2 weeks. So the reason I kind of thought of that was there's a component of practical knowledge, and then there's a component of experienced knowledge. And we have to take combination of both these things. We know that the immune system is important. We know that vaccines have the potential of benefiting an individual if we give it the right time. It's not even really the concept of vaccine. If you take some type of a substance that you know can cause a disease, and you just take that substance, make it weaker and give it to a person with a normal intact immune system. Perfect example is venom, snake venom.
Right.
You've seen this, I take the snake venom, right? Snake venom is very poisonous, can kill a person. But they slowly expose themselves to snake venom, and actually snake venom has been used in some medicinal applications.
Oh, in homeopathy, Dr. Bitar, fantastic remedies, the snake venom. Some of the most extraordinary remedies.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay. So basically, if you get exposed to snake venom, you're going to die, depending on the type of snake, let's just say, you know, a rattlesnake or something. But if you slowly expose yourself over time, it can strengthen the body. So the vaccine's concept is to strengthen the body, which we are completely 100% for.
Mm-hmm.
It is the manner in which it's done, which is idiotic.
Yeah, exactly. Violating so many levels of, let's just call it, common sense in defense of an economic imperative. And that economic imperative, which has become very profitable because of mandates and subsidies, etc., also by the complete and total relief from liability, so that these vaccine manufacturers have no incentive whatsoever to do what we're talking about, to actually make them or apply them in an appropriate manner that is actually safe. It doesn't matter. Why should they? There's no liability when they harm, injure, maim, or kill.
Exactly. And actually, you know, when you said it violates common sense, Robert, it also violates God's mm-hmm. law
yeah.
of theology, the way the Creator designed the machine to work.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's so important to bring it back. And, you know, this is the attack that's happening on all of us who believe the way we believe. We will, you know, stand on that statement ultimately, our belief in God or belief in a religious belief, spiritual belief, that this violates a fundamental reality of creation. And yet we are being attacked by those who are so dogmatic in their religion, that church of pharmaceutical and vaccine mysticism, that they're trying to remove the ability to say no to vaccines by just about every method they can.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the problem is the cost of which nobody has, or I shouldn't say nobody, obviously people like you and I and many parents have, but the cost of which is something that, you know, it's just unfathomable what we are willing to, or what the powers that be are willing to sacrifice in order to allow this to continue forward. And that's where there's a mixture of anger and sadness. Anger towards these entities and people, these groups that would propagate this under false pretense of protecting our children, and, you know, parents that are willing to take a stand to protect the child are actually demonized and minimized and ridiculed and sometimes even persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, that's the anger part. And then the sadness is, look what we as a human species are willing to do. And I guess it shouldn't really surprise us, because we see what happened, the atrocities committed by the Nazis, the atrocities committed in all wars against others, innocents, you know, women and children, things that are happening in the world right now, Rwanda and all these different things. So I guess if you see that small little governments have created such havoc and such mayhem and such slaughter, then I guess in an organized, bigger context, this is no different what humans are capable of annihilation of literally populations.
Sure.
And this is, you know, make no mistake of it, this is a... again, I don't know whether we want to, you know, I guess it's too late to not talk about, do we want to talk about it or there, but
yeah.
In my opinion, this is a form of genocide, and it's a form of genocide that's wider and greater and deeper than mm-hmm. anything ever formally committed against mankind. And the problem is it's a very insidious way of occurring, and it's done right underneath our noses. Mm-hmm. They're boiling the frog slowly, or putting the frog in warm water and turning up the heat and boiling the frog never doesn't even know that it's being boiled and never jumps out of the water.
No, we have to say this. We have to speak loudly about it now, Dr. Batar, because as I've called out other members of the media on the higher up mainstream side for these tactics that are very Nazi-like, and they're setting the stage for scapegoating a small percentage of people who have woken up and said, no, we do not want to go off the cliff like a pharmaceutical lemming. And it's enough already. And Mike Adams, National News, just published an article today titled, When Medicine Becomes Murder, America's Vaccine Narrative Now Mirrors Nazi Eugenics Propaganda. So we are not saying anything that has not been, at this point, validated by what we've seen, what we've learned from history, and how they're applying the similar techniques here in 2015.
Yeah, in fact, Robert, if you can send me that link, I'd like to read that, because I have not seen
it. Absolutely. After the show tonight, you'll catch up, and I know you're going to want to talk more about it, because this is really where it's heading, and it's very appropriate. Now, I know some people, when they hear the term Nazi, they shut their ears and go, la, 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 but you don't want to do that. That's what happened back then when, you know, they came for the communists. No one spoke up because they weren't communists, right? When they came for the gypsies, no one spoke up. They weren't gypsies. You could say it about the gays. You say it about the Jews. And at the point when they came for you, there's no one left. Now is the time not to be silent, but to speak up and point out what is happening here. The scapegoating starts this way. 10 years from now, it becomes round them up and, you know, eugenicide, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the way you just stated it, I've heard it stated the same way. They came for the gypsies, they came for the communists, they came, et cetera, et cetera. That always elicits an emotional response in me, because it really brings home the fact that sometimes we sit back and we stick our head in the sand and we think, well, it's not me. You know, autism's not affecting me. Cancer's not affecting me. Heart disease isn't affecting me. But sooner or later, this is going to affect everybody, because right now it's to do with the disease aspects. And then those people that are healthy, that refuse to take vaccines, they become almost a separate population. As we've talked about, you know, the people that are labeled as anti-vaccines, and those are the ones that are going to be rounded up. And
right, and of course, we're calling them out because now they're now known as anti-factsers, F-A-C-T, anti-factsers. They're against the facts. In fact, another good friend of mine, Sayer G, he has greenmedinfo.com. We've covered stories from him as well, Dr. Bitar. Really great guy, and guess what he just released? 200 evidence-based reasons not to vaccinate, and it's basically a free research PDF that lists 200 peer-reviewed journal articles that throw it right back in their face when Obama even says there's no reason not to vaccinate, or any doctor says it. Here you go, 200 evidence-based and peer-reviewed journal articles that say here are some things to consider before you might maybe not want to vaccinate.
Wow, that's another great resource. I didn't even know there was something like that released. That's awesome.
Literally just came out today, so we're right on the cusp of the pushback, which needs to happen.
Yeah, that's fantastic information. And really, the fact that we need to have journal articles, and I didn't even know there were 200 journal articles out there that talked about this, but the fact that there's even one journal article out there that's peer-reviewed that's talked about the questioning of vaccines or the way to do it or the things that people should be considering before they vaccinate. That should put some type of thought process in an individual's mind that, okay, there's a opposition here, there's a counterpoint here. Mm-hmm. But does mainstream media ever talk about these studies, these 200?
No, they don't. Absolutely. We're going to
talk about one of them.
Yeah, no, stand by. We've got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up Advanced Medicine, MedicalRewind.com, RobertScabell.com with Dr. Rasha Bitar after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, if you missed an episode of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Vitar, easiest way to get it, medicalrewind.com. Links are up always in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to the incredible best-selling, international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I mentioned it earlier, and I hope everybody, if you haven't already gotten it, please do so. It's an absolutely wonderful and practical guide. And, you know, many other slots around the world, including our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, naturalnewsradio.com, UKHealthRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and our good friend Jerry Doyle at Epic Times. Thank you all for helping this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty get on out there. Now, question often comes up, Dr. Vitar, how is it possible that people don't know what they should know or what we know now and what we're trying to help others to know? Well, it turns out, there's some evidence that people aren't really thinking clearly. And in fact, there's a comedian, we've probably referenced him before, this guy named Mark Dice, who goes, like man on the street, goes out with clipboard and tries to, get you to, hey, would you like to revoke the First Amendment? And people sign it. Sure, let's revoke the First Amendment. He did this again. He went out, he was wearing an Obama shirt, and he went to people and said, hey, listen, we need to promote illiteracy. Too many people know how to read. And they signed it. People were signing, yes, I want to promote illiteracy. So it sort of explains, not everybody's thinking clearly.
Yeah, there's so much that people can do, Robert, and there's so much people are doing. I think first and foremost, it's like we've always said, people need to recognize that if you put your trust in any profession, entity, body, without having the understanding that you are the sole person that will be responsible, meaning if you invest and you think that you're your investment consultant is going to be the best one looking out for your interest, or if you trust a doctor and you think the doctor is going to be looking out for the best interest for you or your family, or you trust a mechanic and you think the mechanic's going to trust, be the person that's going to look out for your car the best, that is part and parcel your fault because you're giving too much trust. You to expect the expert or so-called expert to give you advice, that's fine, but you still need to be reasonably educated and aware so that you yourself can say, oh, wait a second, I'm not sure. Why do I need a new engine when I came in for a tire issue?
Right.
Or, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
it behooves us to remember, first and foremost, that it is our responsibility. I cannot tell you how many times I'm amazed by this, that patients come in and I ask them, what's going on? They tell me the doctor told them to do this, this, and this for this problem. I said, well, why would you want to do that? It's going to cause, X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And the patient's response, Robert, it's just amazing to me. It's almost as if they are afraid of offending the doctor by
yes.
either asking the doctor the questions or by saying, no, I don't want to do that.
Right.
It's almost apologetic. Like, well, I really, don't want to upset my doctor. So, okay, so you want to take whatever, you want to take the statin drug and fry your liver and run the chance of getting, liver cancer and forget the fact that it's not going to do anything to the one issue that you're worried about, which is your cardiovascular disease issue, which already the studies have shown that half the people with high lipids have no problems with cardiovascular disease and half the people that have cardiovascular disease have completely normal lipids anyway. So why are you afraid to tell your doctor that, hey, every time I take the statin drug, I end up getting muscle weakness, I get fatigue, my joints hurt, my muscles hurt, I can't think right. Why do you have a problem telling your doctor this? Oh, I don't want to upset my doctor.
Right.
You see, this is the problem that we have. And this is actually, if you think back to what Ty has talked about, the history of medicine, I think this is part and parcel of the educational system. So I think people need to remember that it is their responsibility to take the bull by the horns. You are your best advocate. If it doesn't make sense to you, if it doesn't appeal to your raw intellect, then don't do it.
Right.
You have the right to make that choice.
Right. And remember, when you go to see a new doctor, your first question of the doctor is, how often do you have a bowel movement? Remember that? That was the great litmus, because how they react will tell you a lot about who they are as a physician.
That's a very good point, because many doctors have constipated themselves, and they think it's normal. I cannot tell you how many times people have told me that, one bowel movement a day is normal.
Right.
It's not.
And when you have crap for brains, it's hard to think clearly.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah. Well, we're about out of time, man. What a great episode. I appreciate you rolling with me on these topics, talking about the animals and the vaccines, as well as the larger issue of vaccination and, even the spiritual or religious aspects of, saying, not this way. We're not going with you there. And we'll continue to bring this message out of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And I'm going to leave you with I'm not going to leave you with the message. Dr. Bitar, let them know what they need to know.
Well, before I do that, Robert, I want to wish you a happy birthday. And for the rest of the world, I want you to remember that the power to heal is absolutely yours.
And that is the gift, my friends.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.